I tell you, he doth sit in gold, his eye red as 'twould burn Rome, and his injury the jailer to his pity. I kneeled before him. It was very faintly he said, "Rise." He dismissed me, thus, with his speechless hand.
You hear what he has said, which was sometime his general, who loved him in a most dear particular. He called me father. But what of that? Go, you that banished him a mile before his tent, fall down and knee the way into his mercy. And if he coyed to hear Cominius speak, I'll keep it home.
He would not seem to know me.
Hear, hear.
Yet one time he did call me by my name. I urged our old acquaintance and the drops that we had fled together. Coriolanus he would not answer to. Forbade all names. He was a kind of nothing, titleless, till he had forged himself a name in the fire of burning Rome.
Marcel, you have made good work. A pair of tribunes that have racked for Rome to make Cole's chief a noble memory.
I minded him how royal 'twas to pardon when it was less expected. He replied it was a bare petition of a state to one whom they had punished.
Very well, could he say less?
I offered to awaken his regard for his private friends. His answer to me was, he could not stay to pick them in a pile of noisome, musty chaff. He said 'twas folly for one poor grain or two to leave unburnt, and still to nose the offence.
For one poor grain or two? I am one of those. His mother, wife, his child, and this brave fellow too. We are the grains, you are the musty chaff, and you are smelt above the moon. We must be burnt for you.
Nay, pray be patient. If you refuse your aid in this never-needed help, yet do not upbraid us for our distress. But sure, if you would be your country's pleader, your good tongue, more than the instant army we can make, might stop our countrymen.
No, I'll not meddle.
Pray you, go to him.
What should I do?
Only make trial what your love can do for Rome towards Marcius.
Well, and say that Marcius returned me as Cominius is returned, unheard. What then? But as a discontented friend, grief-shot with his unkindness, said me so.
Yet your goodwill must have that thanks from Rome. After the measure as you intended, well.
I'll undertake. I think you'll hear me.